Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Spirit Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and my voice for this week will be provided by Sean Shiplock, because reasons. And with me, I have...
Fuck your bullshit, America. And you too, dickless lasagna man.
And...
Wow, the Steve Universe joke is now real.
Ship it in! Except for the part where it probably won't have a million fucking flashbacks to, I don't know, whatever the Steven Universe equivalent of the swing set is.
Yeah. Well, if a spinoff featured his, I don't know, his future offspring, if he has any.
Yeah, Steven Universe Next Generations, and then he becomes like, I don't know, fucking, whatever you call Steven Universe's kid, like freaking, I don't know. I don't even know a good joke name for that. But, anyway, this is episode 148. How is everything going with you guys lately?
Oh, exhausting. Very exhausting week of lots of work and lots of bullshit to deal with. And, yeah, all the motions and crap. But it will all be worth it because, well, this comes out Wednesday. I'll be in the theater seeing that Fancy Spanish Team Metallica and Symphony performance from last month. Because it's finally showing in theaters. I'm so excited!
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Oh, shit, I forgot. I gotta do that night. Fuck!
I'll be sure to tell you all about it. Hint.
Yes, hints are important. But yeah, you have fun with that, sir. While we... bask in the jealousy.
Yep, can't make it to Frisco, but I can sure make it to the theater 30 miles away from my house.
Damn, for that kind of travel, I would expect an actual Metallica concert. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta make the effort. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Not much. Well, you know, aside from the obvious thing I said last week, as you know, we turned 29, but, you know, things have been slowing down. You know, just doing a lot of writing and shit, which I'm finally done writing one thing I've been doing for the past 2 months now. And I've been catching up on a lot of streaming stuff, like Hulu, I am watching that Wu-Tang Hulu show, the Wu-Tang show on Hulu.
Oh yeah, how is that, by the way?
It's pretty good. The actor's pretty good, especially from, Like the one guy playing Young RZA is the guy that played Teen Sharon from Moonlight, the teen version. That's the guy playing RZA, and of course Shameik Moore, aka Miles Morales, he plays Raekwon. But you know, in the show they don't really say the actual stage names. They got, you know, their nicknames and all that shit. Just sort of go, but yeah, like so far it's like 7 episodes now, or eight by the time this comes out. But yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show.
Oh, I thought you were watching other stuff too, but
right. I watch other stuff too, but yeah, I've been watching this as well. Like,
yeah, good to know. Gotta get on that. I got so much streaming stuff to catch up on. Maybe this weekend, hopefully. Anyway, as for me. Well, thankfully, I've finally gotten back into the groove of regular band practice. We do, in fact, have a show coming up later this month. Thank fucking God. It's been like 6 months. I need to get back behind the kit in front of people and then demonstrate my horrible stage presence. Seriously, if you ever see me live, I apologize for looking like I'm about to fall asleep. I can't help it. That's just what it looks like when I'm trying to focus. I can't make a magic genie wish yet. But... that's, aside from that, basically just, you know, the usual just day-to-day goings-on and whatnot. So, yeah, with all that out of the way, let's get into the usual business that we do here, starting, of course, with the new song discussions for the past week. As always, there will be a link down in the description so you can follow along with us and, you know, find some tunes that you might like and maybe some tunes that you dislike. I don't know, I'm not a psychic. So, let's start off here, right at the top, with a quick reminder that next month, we are getting a compilation album courtesy of Mr. Antoine Fantoine, The Needle Drop, that, you know, is going to benefit, you know, the whole immigration thing going on. I wish I remembered to jot down the name of the organization so I don't sound stupid here. Okay, so we first heard the intro track, I believe it was the intro, from Open Mike Eagle, and now we have the latest song from the compilation here, courtesy of Polyphia, you know, who got in the Melon's good graces with the absolutely incredible New Levels, New Devils, and are now here to contribute, and let me just check my notes here, a cover of Inferno, the opening theme for the 2016 CG anime adaptation of Berserk.
Oh.
That is certainly a combination of words. Not ones I ever expected to see printed together in one place. And then there's the actual song itself, which is just weird to listen to if, like, your immediate reference point for Polyphia was New Levels, because this is basically, like, half Polyphia and, like, half Dragon Force. Like, it is fucking noodly in the guitars as shit. The drums are pummeling as hell with lots of fast double kick runs and blast beats. There's bits of melodic reprieve here and there, but it's super, like, just metal AF. Again, in that very power metal kind of sense. I mean, okay, truth be told, I haven't seen much of the Berserk series because... And I haven't even heard the OP either, but I'll give it this. I assume it has to be a pretty good OP, because this honestly kind of slaps.
Yeah, it actually is. It's a very faithful recreation kind of cover of the original opening theme, and it's worth noting this isn't exactly a new recording. This was part of an EP that was released only in Japan in 2017, so that's why it sounds a little different than the last album.
Ah, so chronologically confused, or... You know, whatever, as the kids say.
Yeah, and with that last album still pretty fresh in my mind, it was one of my top albums of 2018. I kind of forgot these guys have some solid polyrhythmic metal chops to them. This is excellent, and it's my kind of super fast prog shreddery. So, yeah, good stuff. Kind of weird that we're getting an anime opening cover on a compilation founded by... The Melon.
Well, you know, The Melon maybe is going to become a weeaboo soon enough. We'll bring him onto our side. If he's a Smash fan, he'll probably be open to some, I don't know, some stand powers or something. But anyway, let's move on from that bit of excitingness to some unfortunately basic stuff. So, yeah, apparently this had been completely skipping my attention, but there's a new Tooth Grinder album coming out this Friday called I Am. There's been a couple of singles already, and this is the most recent one, The Silence of a Sleeping Wasp. And I'm suddenly reminded why I've been skipping out on these singles, because remember when this band was interesting and cool? Like, kind of a more aggro Dillinger sort of thing? And this just sounds like some really, like, basic-ass, like, you know, radio hard rock sort of thing. I mean, it sounds fine if you're into that sort of thing. You know, there's nothing incompetent about it. And truth be told, I do kind of dig that intro riff with, like, those kind of distorted, rapid hammer-on pull-offs, kind of like a Tool sort of thing. But still, this is doing nothing for me, man.
I mean, it's a fine song that might be guilty of going too much with the whole radio rock aspect. The groove is strong, the hooks are catchy, but it just feels... it's just okay, I guess. Like, I don't know, I got nothing. This was a kind of a hard week for me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, speaking of things that are hard, but for completely different reasons. So, let's go back to clipping again. Blood of the Fang is the newest single that we have here from their upcoming October 18th release, There Existed an Addiction to Blood. And, you know, it sounds pretty much in the vein of the past couple of singles. You know, the beat is some pretty distorted industrial noise. And lyrically, it's of course very dense, dealing with topics of violence and bloodshed, specifically here in regards to the treatment of black people in America, loaded with references to iconic black revolutionaries like Huey P. Newton, Kathleen Cleaver, poet Gil Scott-Heron. Hell, even the sample itself and album title comes from a film, Ganja and Hess, a movie which apparently, according to what I've read, uses, like, vampirism as, like, a metaphor for, like, white cultural imperialism, and holy shit, I am so not smart enough to be decoding any of this. Seriously, like, I am a dumb bitch. I don't know why I'm saying these words. Can someone smarter than me help out here, please?
Well, I'm saying I'm smarter than you, well, maybe I do, but it's like, you know, it's like in the video, speech a lot about, you know, like, all you just said, because, like, in the video, of all things, they show operating on a gun. Like, the gun is like the gun had human parts, like, it's bleeding and everything. So, like, I mean, so I just assume that, you know, maybe more into this is like, maybe they treat guns well, I mean, guns better than black people in America. Eh?
Pretty much. This is America.
Damage, he eats the gun. Like, he, the V digs, like, in the end, he just eats the gun, like, chicken, he just eats the gun like it's a fucking turkey leg or some shit. Like, okay. There must be some good gun. But anyway, like, of all the singles that I've released, you know, from Clippin' for this new album, which if I had to rate them here, this be number two, Nothing Is Safe be number three, and yes, the one with Being the Butcher and the other people be number one, because, yeah, I like that one more. But this is a pretty good track, too. Like, I mean, like, I really dig the sample they use, especially the whole... Where they said album's title, this is an addiction to blood. Like, yep, that's album title. Like that, like that type of shit. Like, shit. But this is another dope track. And we got one more week until we get more down. And, well, you know, first I'm actually digging into a Clippin' album, which will be interesting.
It's gonna be hype! Anyway, let's move on to the next song here. So, I don't know if you remember a while back, in April, but Sun-O put out an album called Life Metal, which was a pretty good Sun-O album. They were going to release a second album this year. Turns out that's actually upon us soon. October 25th, in fact, we'll see the release of Pyroclast, the complement to Life Metal, and we have the lead-off song here, Frost, (C). And, yeah, it basically sounds like a drone jam, all right. It's overwhelmingly driven by these low, rumbling, bassy distortions. Of course, there's tons of guitar feedback coding its way, you know, sort of swelling in and out of the mix and everything. That's mostly the song, though. I mean, there's touches here and there to kind of add other elements. Like, there's occasional police sirens here and there, you know, like the metal police are going to arrest you for listening to drone instead of, you know, fucking thrash man or probably something like that. Who knows how the metal police function these days. But, you know, if Sun-O is your thing, this will definitely do it for you.
Not quite my thing. I gave this an honest try, but this just drones on for way too long for me to really get into it. I mean, 10 minutes of low C chord drone, that's asking a lot from me right there.
Understandable. Like I said, not everyone's thing. Is it acquired taste? But anyway, let's move on to our next song here, which is definitely significantly shorter. This one comes courtesy of indie rockers Cherry Glazer, who have come up here time and time here and there. They had an album out earlier this year, I think, and now they're back with a one-off track called Call Me, which is not a Blondie cover, but it does feature America's favorite commercial jingle writers, Portugal. The Man.
Oh.
Although, thankfully, I can at least say that it feels more definitely like Cherry Glazer's in charge for the most part. It's more their style of, like, you know, grooving indie rock, a decent pace with kind of its own cool production tricks with, like, the shimmering echoey guitars, the warbled bass licks. And where the Portugal stuff comes in, I'm pretty sure it's the vocalist here and there in parts, but it mostly feels like it's limited to some of the percussive elements in there. There's definitely, like, those bongos and shit that, like, you know, pop up in the song in parts. So at least Portugal is there enough that you notice, but thankfully don't overstay their welcome that much. Although, again, if you don't have a strong taste for indie rock, this probably won't do much for you. Although, I do look forward to seeing this in, like, every Vitamin Water commercial for the next year.
That still exists.
I guess.
Yeah. Indie flavored alternative rock continues to do nothing for me. So, next.
Well, I mean, you can take over. It's technically your territory, man.
Okay, then. So, Jaredine and his can I talk? God. Jared Dines and his merry band of rock and roll cohorts in Daddy Rock are back with a new album coming out in the next couple weeks. There isn't actually a release date listed. All I can find on Jared's Instagram is just October, and they're doing pre-orders on their website right now. But anyway, Daddy Rock 2 coming out sometime this month in full, since a 3-track teaser is now available, with one track getting the video treatment, Quando. And this is a pretty nice blend of their more contemporary active rock style with some more pop vocal melodies thrown in, and even a little bit of funk with some slap bass and high note guitar chords, and even a little bit of, as I call it, gentcore in a few spots. It does feel like a strong improvement over their first release, which already was pretty solid and strong in its own right. But this could take it up a few notches. I'm interested to hear how the whole album's going to play out.
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, radio-leaning rock jams, I guess I like it better than the Tooth Grinder song, I suppose. I don't know. With all due respect to Daddy Jared, I think he would be better off keeping the 8-string. Also, this song has zero Spanish in it. 0 out of 10, would not listen again. Why call it Quando, you bastards?
Yeah. But, yeah. Hey, if any of you have, like, $15,000, you can go get Jared's super crazy 18-string surfboard guitar with all money going to charity, because he's cool like that.
Wait, I thought the bids were up to $17,000
now. Oh, I guess it got further up. Okay, then.
Honestly, maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be up to like $20,000. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
People want to own a piece of internet history. But anyway, let's move on to our next track here. Now, if we rewind the calendar back to August 30th, that is officially the start of what is informally called Fuck Your Wallet season if you are, as Michael Stevens from Vsauce would put it, a pro gamer. It started with Astral Chain. Then other stuff happened, like Borderlands 2, October's gonna have shit like Luigi's Mansion 3, and I'm just leaving out stuff here because November especially is going to be the big fuck your wallet month. Cause, see, we got shit like Pokemon Sword and Shield. We have, Doom Eternal, which, by the way, Mick, when are you going to tell us all of the metal screamers that are in your choir? We need to know this so we can be appropriately prepared. Actually, that's a lie. We won't be able to prepare. But, of course, arguably the biggest of these being Death Stranding, the latest project from Mr. Hideo Kojima, and friends including Guillermo del Toro, Norman Reedus, and, of course, Jeff Keighley. The greatest love triangle in the gaming industry. But apparently there is going to be like a soundtrack release to tie in with the game coming out November 7th. I think that's... Is that the same day the game comes out? Or is that like a few days before?
I think it's November 7th. I think it's in
the... November 7th is a Thursday, so...
We'll have to come back to this later. Maybe we'll bring it up at the start of the news break or something. So, yeah, there's a soundtrack album here, and we have the title track of that album, a song called Death Stranding, of course, courtesy of Churches, of all bands, I guess. Well, Hideo Kojima does have eccentric taste. He does like his My Chemical Romance, after all. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yeah, this sounds like a Churches song, all right. It's drenched in those sugary sweet synth-pop vocals and, you know, just general pop synths. Along with plenty of, you know, drum machines layered with unique effects and accentuations. In particular, there's this kind of cool effect with the kick where it has this distinct kind of bassy punch in parts that stands out from the rest of the song. I mean, it's okay. It's a Churches track. I'm not entirely sure how this fits into the context of getting punched in the face for staring at Norman Reedus' dick, but, you know, I'm sure there's an explanation.
Maybe. And by the way, this does come out the day before the game. That comes out on the 8th.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. But yeah, I gotta say, this song, I gotta say, like, okay, I'm kind of digging this Churches song. Like, something about the Madonna sounds like something I want to hear in the 90s. Like, maybe those with the, you know, with the keyboards and the drum machines kind of remind me of something I would have hear in the 90s. Maybe it's just what I hear. But yeah, I'm I'm really feeling this. I actually liking this a lot more the more I listen to it. Could be the production, could be, you know, the vocals from Lauren Mayberry, but yeah, it's all good. Yeah, this track is all good. I'm liking this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good song and all, but it did not need to be 5 minutes long. Felt a little too drony to me, but I got a good feeling for the rest of this soundtrack. It has some pretty good acts here. We have Major Lazer and Khalid, the SLP, Flora Cash, and Bring Me the Horizon.
Why?
Why do you do this to me, Hideo Kojima?
The things we do for your games. Well, at least our fingers might be crossed that their song will be minimal. Please. Goddamn. But anyway, let's move on to the next track here, aka the type of shit that literally only Rob gives a damn about, because holy shit, has it really been like 5 or 6 fucking years since Zanzibar 3 came out, the last album from avant-garde post-hardcore act Look What I Did? Seriously, it feels like it's been fucking forever. That band is fucking excellent, and they are extremely slept on. I will throw hands at a parking lot over this. But yes, it looks like they will not leave this decade without another new album. No. Look What I Did will be coming back November 15th with their fifth, studio album, Sympathy Porn. And we have the lead single here, Hands Off My Snacks. And, this is that weird shit that is exactly my kind of thing. Most of the song is driven by a mixture of, like, these squealing guitar effects, bouncing back and forth between that and these kind of post-hardcore sort of surf boogie guitar runs. There's a lot of these really weird offbeat sticking patterns in parts of the chorus with the drums and everything. Hell, the chorus in general kind of has like this weird like 90s rock vibe to it. Like, I could definitely see this as sort of like a Faith No More B-side. And of course, Barry Donegan, as always, has those super weird vocal accentuations to it, you know, with those weird lyrical tongue-in-cheekisms and kind of what the hell's he even talking about. It's definitely a short tune, like it's only like 2 minutes or so, and it does leave a bit to be desired in terms of the production. It could definitely use more heft in that regard, but I'm still hyped for, you know, the weirdness of this. This is going to be a trip, I just know it. And thus concludes my fanboying.
Well, it's cool. I guess I don't have enough context. I can't talk about this as much as I can other songs.
I will say real quickly, the vocalist of this band, you ever hear the song Political Bum by Psycho Stick?
Not in a while.
He was the political bum.
Oh, okay.
I know that because that's like one of my top 10 favorite Psycho Stick songs, but that's neither here nor there. Apparently, now we have to move on, and... Oh, dear God. Oh, no, they're coming over the hill. It's the string section! Everybody, run!
Now it's time for me to talk about stuff that mostly only I care about. String metal. Oh, yes, strings. The time has come for a new Apocalyptica album. Punnily titled Cell Zero, or Chell Zero, or however the hell you pronounce it, I don't know, but either way, it's punny and I like it. Coming out on January 11th, and we have the first single here, an instrumental. What was it called again? Oh yeah, Ashes of the Modern World.
That's a pretty metal title.
Yes, it is. And the music itself is pretty dark and metal as well. It's dark and foreboding, with the combination of the overdriven and clean cello strings setting a very menacing mood all throughout, all with a very steady backbeat to carry the piece. And the mood remains the same all throughout, doesn't really veer off too much, with a dark and even sinister pacing to it, sounding like something you'd hear in a thriller movie. And it leads right into that first blistering tempo increase and some overdriven wah effect cello soloing, which I always like. And this really reminds me a lot of Last Hope off of Worlds Collide. Just a heavy and dark instrumental piece to set a powerful setting to. And speaking as someone who comes from an orchestral background, I've always found this group supremely fascinating with how they blend dark chamber-style arrangements into a more metal context. Yes, I am on board with this album because I need more of this good dark cello metal in my veins.
I wish I could like this band so much more than I actually do. Like, I get the appeal here, but, like, the first half of this song is just a whole bunch of slowness, and then, I mean, it does pick up in the middle, but I'm just sitting here like, okay, it's metal with, like, violins and strings. I mean, there's probably, like, a million versions of this that I could see, like, I don't know, elsewhere, but I don't know. I'm weird like that, I guess. This just doesn't do anything for me. But okay. I'm sure at least with the next song, at least, we can both agree that it probably doesn't do much for us. At least I hope we do.
Well, let me just say this first. Again, orchestral background. Also, there are no violins. It's all cello. And three, fuck you, you're wrong. Fight me.
Okay, we're going to take this out to the Denny's parking lot as soon as this recording's over. But anyway, time to move on, because apparently we still got to deal with Poppy, who is still on her baby metal rip-off shit. We got her new album, January 10th, coming out called I Disagree, and we have the title track here, which, I'll give it this, it technically holds together better as a song, at least the flow is better from part to part, but it's still just like, okay, so there's these kawaii desu lyrical bits here and there. The chorus has kind of these J-pop-isms. The song has a lot of slow, steady grooves, especially the lead into the verse. But when you get to the actual verse itself, it's just this weird kind of new metal-ish thing that kind of sounds like a mix between, like, 90s Korn and debut album era Slipknot, especially with, like, those tinny percussive samples and that muted kick that kind of sound very industrial in a manner akin to, like, that. To, like, some of the creepier, like, songs on Slipknot. But, I mean, I just, like, look, we got a new baby metal album coming out this Friday. Why do I need this? I still don't know why.
Yeah, it really does feel like everything we've heard after Scary Mask has been kind of diminishing returns in a way. Although I will say this is a little more consistent than the last one, thank fuck, even if the baby metal influence is a little too obvious at this point. I do like how the verses have these whispered vocals, and even shrieking vocals in the second verse, with a synthetic drum beat to it. It serves as a pretty nice dissonance for the chorus. And now it's all just a matter of time until I hear this song be used in an NXT hype package.
Oh, dear lord. Have fun with that.
I mean, they made Scary Mask work, so, you know.
Well, anyway, time for the last song we got here, and, you know, I believe I've mentioned this before, but I finally get sicko mode. Now let's see what else Travis Scott has to do now that we are way beyond the point of sicko mode. I don't even know if he has a new album coming out. We just knew that he has a new single here called Highest in the Room. And I see that you have also watched that one episode of SpongeBob, Travis. Don't follow Patrick Starr's lead. He is an awful role model. Why are you doing this, Travis? Don't play hooky, Travis. You are going to be turned into a can of tuna, Travis. I mean, otherwise, the rest of the song just kind of sounds like it's typical, like, trap soul, you know, sort of thing. I do kind of dig the acoustic guitar in the background of the beat and everything, but other than that, I don't got much to work with here. This is just kind of there.
Yeah. I look at the lyrics on Genius, and it says, like, it's supposed to be for something, well, I think it is a loose, but I think something for a combination album for his record label called Cactus Jack, which you see on the end of video, which, yeah, that's his label, Cactus Jack, which, I guess because his real name is Jocks Webster, as in Jock, yeah, as a Jock, yeah, that's a weird name, but yeah, this song is pretty much what you expect out of Travis Scott. I mean, the beat is nice, I did the guitar, and it looks like, you know, it's, well, ain't much special with Mika was just like, shut my eyes, you know I'm gone. Say some things that you might fear. I do want to show up, be back soon. That ain't. And she wanted to hear it. I got my room, legs fucked around my beard. Got the fastest car, it's Zoom. Hope we make it out of here. When I'm with you, I feel alive. When you say you love me, don't you lie. Won't cross my heart, don't want to die. Keep your pistol on my side. Okay, and that mention here is, well, it's because of his, with his ex, Kylie Jenner, which she teased the video on her Instagram, or whatever the fuck she, I don't know, and I don't swear out there for some fucking reason, I guess they still tight, I don't know, well, I don't know Kylie Jenner and all that shit, but, yeah, this is a very standard Travis Scott song. I mean, and I'm somebody who's, well, a bit, mixed around the guy, like, I mean, of all trap rappers out there, like, I think he's the most tolerable, or at least got the most interesting sound, just not interesting in the lyrics, but yeah, this one's, yeah, it's whatever.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we have a small handful of news topics to discuss, so stay tuned for that. And we're back. So for our first news topic, we're going to discuss the reason why you probably won't be able to listen to this episode in China, according to recent developments. So apparently South Park is still a thing. Honestly, I haven't been paying attention for like 4 seasons now. It's not really my thing anymore. But they did get quite a bit of attention in the metal sphere for the most recent episode, literally titled Banned in China. Ban, like, you know, a music band is... apparently there's some plot line where, like, Randy is occupied with a weed farm or something. And, of course, Stan gets really pissed off and starts a death metal band that apparently tries to get signed and imported to China. Whole bunch of stuff happens from there, whatever. But apparently this one picked up a lot of news in the metal sphere because it actually did feature some prominent death metal acts. There are about 2 clips of the actual... of Stan's band playing in the episode. The first one we see features the song, let me see what the song is, Useless Sacrifice by Death Decline, and then in the second clip, we get a Second Skin from the band Dying Fetus. I believe that was off their 2012 album Reign Supreme, which, you know, was a good album, a really good album. Dying Fetus is good, I like Dying Fetus. And to keep in mind, all I've seen of this episode is literally the clips. For the record, Stan is on vocals, Jimmy's on drums, friggin' Butters is on guitar, and Kenny's on bass. While I don't know much about the plot of the episode, and again, I've been kind of tuned out of it for a while now, I'll give the animation itself credit. They're working with, like, diminutive cardboard, like, representations of actual humans, but they've managed to get, like, that death metal stage presence nailed, like, pretty much exactly. Like, the way, like, Kenny and Butters kneel in when they're playing the guitars, Jimmy going ham on the drums, Stan just, like, arms spread out wide, fucking hair in his bangs in his face as he's, like, bellowing out the death metal shit. It's a pretty impressive piece of animation, I'll give it that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always cool whenever some stuff like this ventures its way into the quote-unquote mainstream, and it's doubly cool when it actually gets proper treatment, like you said, with the animation of the performance. Very cool stuff. Though it is kind of funny that learn to talk, damn it. It's kind of funny that when Butters does his background vocals, it's actually Butters doing his vocals. It's actually Butters' voice, which is funny because dissonance and crap, I don't know.
Comedy. But anyway, time to move on to our next topic here, which unfortunately involves a bit of a bum note, so to speak.
Yeah, so I alluded to this a couple episodes ago and in our intro, where I was talking about something along the lines of being wonderful with memes on YouTube, getting you a gig in a real band, something like that. But anyway, that was an allusion to the news that broke that, and this was real, Stevie T would be playing bass for Dragon Force on their most recent tour, happening now, I guess. Kind of weird, kind of funny, but still kind of cool. I don't think he was actually going to play Triangle on stage, but that was just a bit. Oh, but yeah, as it turns out, TwitchCon came with the band performing there at the opening ceremony, effectively kicking off their tour, I guess. But without Stevie T, he was not playing with the band. And now we know why. It turns out he was having some pretty bad anxiety attacks, thinking over every little minutia. And he told the band, "I'm sorry, guys, I can't do this. I got my own things I gotta work on." And, well, the band were totally fine with it. They said, "Hey, don't worry, it's cool, you do you." And, yeah, unfortunately, a big missed opportunity was had. We probably won't ever get to see CVT perform with Dragon Force on stage, at least not now. Although he did make a cameo in their most recent music video, which was entirely animated, and he was also the only one who didn't die in a horrible, gruesome fashion in the end.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of funny. Their most recent video had the band members fawning over a woman, trying to impress her, each of them beating the crap out of each other in the process. Well, meanwhile, Stevie T just makes a quick little cameo, playing the triangle, because, you know, memes. And away he went, unscathed and alive.
Well, that's good to know. Anyway, time to move on to our last topic here. We got a festival announcement here, this being the Los Angeles iteration of good old Rolling Loud, taking place, let me see, at the Bank of California and Exposition Park, December 14th to the 15th, aka Who Gives a Shit, because that's the weekend I'm going to be at Holiday Matsuri, for reasons. And Mr. Mark, since this is your level of expertise here, care to inform us all who will be performing at this festival?
Okay, good. Because since I need to speak, who will be playing Saturday? Let's see, we have, yeah, Mr. Dude, Mr. Chance the Rapper. We have Little Uzi Vert, still not retired.
God damn it.
I got these lucid dreams at the Juice WRLD.
Aw, man.
Yeah, damn. You could be down some more, because then you have Young Thug of Mine.
No, Grammy Award-winning Young Thug.
Okay, let's go with that. And last but not least, for the headliners, by the way, these are the headliners for Saturday. If you got, when, Bitch Little Baby.
Yeah.
Well, if we're saying we got Suicide Boys, Mr. I Need to Keep Up with My Rufus, Blueface. Got Lil Pump, Trippie Red, Nav, aka Raps Ambien, Lil Skies, Lil TJ, Machine Gun Kelly. We got Young Dolph, Dumb Kennedy, Lil Durk, Lil Mosey, Mazi.
Ain't that the dude that teaches you foreign languages as a kid?
I think so. I've been doing commercials pretty well. Like, yeah, it is. But yeah, anyway, we got Lil Dex. Famous Dex. Why is it Lil Dex? See, all these damn littles. You got me confused. Damn it. Okay, you got YK Osiris. Kamea, hey, I heard her in a while. K-Camp. Danny Lay. Amber J. Twala Yahweh, Fat Nick as opposed to Skinny Nick, Rob Banks, well, he needs to be broke.
Clearly.
Yeah. Parson Fontaine, Shakewell, Craig Zian, Mike Sherm, Snot, damn.
Okay. Oh, that's nasty.
Not, okay. Or Dollar Sign Knot. All Black, Scarlord, Save the Third, damn. Ian Dore, July, Laquel, Corey, 24K Golden, Tay Money, Tessa Korean, Rusey, 99 Neighbors, damn. Maybe Golf, Nikhil Smith, Quinn Finn, Shot, Baby Smooth, by the way, Little House Phone.
Huh.
He returns. Smaller Sim and a bunch of homo motherfuckers. I don't know. Cause I just got out of the way now. It's all for Saturday. And, well, as you hear from the groans, lots of groans. Like, well, damn. Okay, maybe Sunday would be better. So we got Sunday's lineup. And it's. Damn it. Okay, we got Future. Yeah. Okay. We got ASAP Rocky. That's, well, I mean, I like him. Okay.
Never forget that awful 30 Seconds to Mars feature.
We got Meek Mill.
Yay.
Doing well. YG. Hopefully not sucking. And Playboi Carti, who after this year I didn't hate. Maybe because he's been doing features in his own shit. But, all right. So, okay. And those headlines. Now, first we got Young Money Leftovers, Tyga. We got Gunna. The Baby.
Fellow North Kakalakian, hi.
Tucker on Tina herself, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeet.
Okay.
Say it.
Yeah, little Yachty. There you go. Ski Master Sub God, Lil Tecca, Juicy J, Keith Jeef.
Chief Keith, not Keith Chief. That would be a really interesting mashup right there.
Okay, we got Polo G. We got Wale possibly calling your ass out. I don't know, or saying you don't like my album.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Smoke Perp, Lil Keed, Waka Flocka Flame, Miss I'm a Cow, or I'm shit. What's the song called again?
I don't fucking know.
A Doja Cat. Oh, Doja Cat. She's the girl in the cow costume with anime titties in the video in the background. Okay, we got Made TYO Tokyo, whatever you pronounce it. I can't pronounce your fucking name. Fuck it. Boogie, not with the hoodie, mind you. Let's see. Currency, NLE Chopper, Cowboy, Buddy, Key Glock, Burner, Young Gravy.
Young Gravy.
B Nose, I don't know the fuck that is. Shorty, Stunner for Vegas, Little Got It, Guapdad 4000.
Not to be confused with the new updated model, Guapdad 5000. Complete with three cameras.
Alright, we got Casey Veggies. Hey, familiar name. I think he used to be from Odd Future. Or Casey, I mean, I heard him before. Casey Veggies. AD, Lil Flu, Doughboy, Lil Duke, 10K Cash, Splurge, Cody Shane, Danny Towers, Callan Vinnie West, Kilumati, okay, Flo Milli, Pressa, Anne Marie, that's all like a fake pop singer, Bridge, CN, that's like a Quentin Neck or some shit, Jay Green, K Charles, and Darnell Williams, aka the most there's a common name on this list, like here's Darnell Williams. So it's like, suspend to fix your fucking car. It says Sound Spy Scheme and five victims plus special guests, which I don't know who.
We'll probably find out closer, but honestly, who cares?
Yeah, pretty much. This is, well, as you heard from the groans, a lot of groans.
Ain't exactly
a lineup that, well, I mean, well, people like us would want to see. I mean, I know most of y'all would like this shit. I just want to hear how Shower live, which, oh shit, that's right. Both him and the baby going to be there. So it's like, okay, that's going to be. Wow, that's going to be a ride.
Yeah. But, I mean, none of us care. Who cares? It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Anyway, with that out of the way, time to take care of the last bit of business here, and that's with the new album releases for October 11th, 2019. We're going to start off, of course, with the new Tooth Grinder album, I Am. There's the much-anticipated new baby metal album, Metal Galaxy. The unfortunately still here anyway, despite no one really wanting or asking for it, Devil Wears Prada album, The Act. There's a new Lacuna Coil album, Black Anima.
Yeah.
In a nice break of pace, we have the newest album from noise rock act Lightning Bolt with Sonic Citadel. And last but certainly not least, the newest compilation project from 88 Rising with Head in the Clouds 2. Now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I talk football and dunk on chuds, because that's just two pastimes in one that I always enjoy. And yes, the Dick Lasagna Man will continue to get fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked.
And Mark, what about you?
As always, you can follow me on Twitter at MaxHyperMedia and on my site, MinorHyperOne at HyperOneNetworkPress.com. As you may know, I'm still doing time of the season where I look up the latest isekai anime. I'm not sorry. It's a bunch of isekai anime out there. And it's a lot of that shit. But anyway, but also, caution, my story series, which will be posted every Tuesday and Thursday of this month. Which, well, part one's already up, so you have six more chapters to put up with. So yeah, tune into that. Gotta play this also of that.
Yeah. So anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, CuriousCat at Rob Barracuda. Email me robert@sorareresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up by the weekend on the official YouTube channel. So subscribe, hit the bell tab there whenever stuff goes up there. Follow us on Twitter @SuroReso. Like us on Facebook. Be sure to visit the website SuroResolution.com for written shit and this podcast and podcast ONA and laughing at Mr. Dick Manana or fucking Vacuum Lasagna, whatever you're calling him at this point.
Dickhead Lasagna.
We're just calling him You're Fucked.
Indeed. Anyway, be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can laugh at graphs related to candy that is absolutely inaccurate by every stretch of the imagination. And of course, as always, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, see you for the album roundup and, of course, the usual weekly business. So until then, you know, Avengers Endgame was a pretty good movie, but you know what would have made it better? If I brought some fucking baked beans with me.
Here's some cheese.